Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Ksubas Daf Samach Tes, the sixth parak Metzias Isha. The Zichu Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hakazachas Torah. So the few topics we're going to focus on: number one, a Maimar said Bas Yoreshes Havya, a daughter is an inheritor of her father's estate. Rashi explains that the 1/10 of his estate that was enacted as a dowry renders her an inheritor. After Rabashi clarifies that according to Maimar, this means that her brothers would not be able to oust her from the land of the estate by offering her cash, nor by offering her one plot of land instead of 10% from each parcel of land. Ravashi's position is stated that Bas Balas Chov Havya, a daughter is only a creditor of Balas Chov with regard to collecting her 1/10. Rashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. After Maimar retracted his position, the Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a Balas Chov of her father or of her brothers. The nafka mina is amigbel lebeinu shelo b'shvua v'ziboris b'shvua, whether she can collect average land without an oath or inferior land with an oath. Rashi explains that if she's a Balas Chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to the heirs that she has not already collected the debt and would only receive ziboris, inferior land. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a Balas Chov of her brothers, and therefore she collects average land without an oath. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Hamashis Mazgla Bito, if one deposits money with a trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for Nixi Malug or as a dowry, Yomer's Neman Bali Alai, and she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give the money directly to her husband, and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Yaseh Ashrish Masha Hushush Biyadu, the trustee should do as he was instructed to do. Rashi explains that he's chayav to buy the field, the mitzvah kaim divrei ameis, since it's a mitzvah to fulfill the instructions of the deceased. Rabbi Yossi says, if we're only a field and she wanted to sell it, it would be sold from this moment. Rashi explains that since there's no benefit in buying the field because she could sell it immediately, they might as well listen to her. And the Mishnah concludes that we only listen to her if she's an adult. But in the case of a katana, the acts of a katana are meaningless. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates that the great sage and contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, which we learned about back in Tanis Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, went and balanced himself on the mast of a sail and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a braisa taught in the academy of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mast and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a braisa that said that if one says to a trustee, Tenu shekel abanai b'shabbos, give a shekel to my sons each week, instead of giving them their inheritance all at once, but it was appropriate to give them a sella, 2 shekels, because food prices increased, we give them a sella. But if he said, Altitnu lahem el a shekel, give them only a shekel, even though it's not enough for what they need, we give them only a shekel. And if he said, if they die without any heirs before the entire estate is gone, let others inherit whatever remains, then no matter how the father instructed the trustee, we give them only a shekel. Ilpa responded, who is the ton of this braisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah kaim dibrei ameis. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Maimar said, bas yoreshes havya, a daughter is an inheritor of her father's estate. Rashi explains that the 1/10 of his estate that was enacted as a dowry renders her an inheritor. After Rabashi clarifies that according to Maimar, this means that her brothers would not be able to oust her from the land of the estate by offering her cash, nor by offering her one plot of land instead of 10% from each parcel of land. Ravashi's position is stated that Bas Balas Chov Havya, a daughter is only a creditor of Balas Chov with regard to collecting her 1/10. Rashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. After Maimar retracted his position, the Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a Balas Chov of her father or of her brothers. The nafka mina is amigbel lebeinu shelo b'shvua v'ziboris b'shvua, whether she can collect average land without an oath or inferior land with an oath. Rashi explains that if she's a Balas Chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to the heirs that she has not already collected the debt and would only receive ziboris, inferior land. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a Balas Chov of her brothers, and therefore she collects average land without an oath. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Hamashis Mazgla Bito, if one deposits money with a trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for Nixi Malug or as a dowry, Yomer's Neman Bali Alai, and she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give the money directly to her husband, and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Yaseh Ashrish Masha Hushush Biyadu, the trustee should do as he was instructed to do. Rashi explains that he's chayav to buy the field, the mitzvah kaim divrei ameis, since it's a mitzvah to fulfill the instructions of the deceased. Rabbi Yossi says, he wrote Salamokra, Harimukur Makshav. If it were only a field and she wanted to sell it, it would be sold from this moment. Rashi explains that since there's no benefit in buying the field because she could sell it immediately, they might as well listen to her. And the Mishnah concludes that we only listen to her if she's an adult. But in the case of a katana, the acts of a katana are meaningless. And point with you, the Gemara relates that the great sage and contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, which we learned about back in Tanis Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, went and balanced himself on the mast of a sail and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a braisa taught in the academy of Rabbi Chiyam Raboshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mast and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a braisa that said that if one says to a trustee, Tenu shekel l'banai b'shabbos, give a shekel to my sons each week, instead of giving them their inheritance all at once, but it was appropriate to give them a sella, two shekels, because food prices increased, we give them a sella. But if he said, Al titnu lahem el a shekel, give them only a shekel, even though it's not enough for what they need, we give them only a shekel. And if he said, if they die without any heirs before the entire estate is gone, let others inherit whatever remains, then no matter how the father instructed the trustee, we give them only a shekel. Ilpa responded, who is the ton of this braisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah kaim divrei emes. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samech test, and this one was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested Samech test is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Siman. So here goes. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep, who came to her brothers as a balas chov to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney, tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field, because she trusted her husband, until a rabbi bouncing on a tall chimney shouted not to, since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Once again, it's a motion. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep, that must be more in daf samach tes, soot. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep, who came to her brothers as a balas chov, to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney, which reminds us, Rav Ashi holds bas balas chov havya. A daughter is only a balas chov with regard to collecting her one-tenth. Rashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. The Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a balas chov of her father or of her brothers. The nafka mina is whether she can collect Beinonis land without a shvuah or Ziboris land with a shvuah. Rashi explains that if she's a balas chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to the heirs that she's not already collected the debt and would only receive Ziboris. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a balas chov of her brothers and therefore she collects Beinonis without a shvuah. So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a balas chov to collect her one-tenth with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field, because she trusted her husband. Which reminds us, it's a malchokas when one deposits money with the trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for her nixei melugar as a dowry, and she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give the money directly to her husband and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Do we say that the trustee must follow the father's instructions since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes? It's a mitzvah to listen to the instructions of the deceased. Or do we listen to her since she could sell the field immediately anyway? So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a balas chov to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband until a rabbi balancing on a tall chimney shouted not to since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the great sage Ilfa, a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, went and balanced himself on the mast of a sail and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a braisa taught in the academy of Rechiyim Rabbi Oshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mast and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a braisa, and Ilfa responded, who's the ton of this braisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. So once again, the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a balas chov to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband until a rabbi balancing on a tall chimney shouted not to since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Samachay. So the simmer Daf Samachay relates to seh, sheep, and we use a shepherd. So here goes. The drunk shepherdess, that must be more Daf Samachay, seh, sheep. The drunk shepherdess who drank four cups of wine, which reminds us, we learned from a drash from Mechana that a husband does not give his wife a stipend for wines, and a braisa was brought that taught that one cup of wine is good for a woman too. It's a disgrace. After three cups, she verbally requests marital relations from her husband. If she drinks four cups, she solicits even a donkey in the marketplace and is in particular. Rav has said that they taught this braisa only with regard to a woman whose husband is not with her. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pairs she received with the regalim, which reminds us wives who live in mountainous areas are given 3 pairs of shoes each year, and they should be given to them on the regalim, so they should have simcha with them. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pair she received for the regalim, and called her shepherd husband to tell him she plans to eat with him Friday night. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states that he gives her each week a silver ma for her needs, and she eats with him Friday night. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of she eats with him, and Rav Nachman says, Ocheles mamish, it literally means eating, whereas Rabashi says, tashmish, it refers to marital relations. Daf Samach Vav, so the similar Daf Samach Vav is a tailor in sewing. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury, which reminds us, Rabbi Yudim and Maseris said regarding the boches and pagam payments for a wife who is injured by another, Bizman Shabbat, when the injury is concealed, 2 parts of the payment are hers and 1 part of the payment goes to her husband. When the injury is exposed, 2 parts are his and 1 is hers. Rashi explains that a defect in the wife's appearance causes him embarrassment and also makes her repulsive in his eyes. Ravina asks Ravashi, if one humiliated a pauper from a wealthy family where the entire family suffers disgrace, would one have to pay restitution for boches to the entire family too? Ravashi answered there regarding the pauper from the wealthy family, he's not part of their bodies, but here the wife is legally considered his goof, his body. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in. Which reminds us, when a couple brings in cash with their dowry, the chosan has to commit to repaying an increase of a half. Rashi explains that the reason for the increase is that cash is readily used for doing business and earning a profit. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah repeated this concept when she brings in a large amount or a small amount of cash. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in, and pointed to the daughter of a former wealthy client outside collecting barley kernels among the donkeys belonging to an Arab, which reminds us of the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's encounter with the daughter of Nachman ben Gurion collecting barley kernels after her father had lost all his wealth, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's weeping and saying, Ashrechem Yisrael, fortunate Yisrael, b'zman she'osim ratzon shel makom ein kol uma b'lashon shelatis b'hem. When they do Hashem's ratzon, no nation or tongue can rule over them. B'zman she'ein osim ratzon shel makom mosim b'yad uma shefala. But when they do not do Hashem's ratzon, he gives them over to the hands of a lowly nation, and not into the hands of the lowly nation itself, but in the hands of the animals of a lowly nation. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The orphanage barbecue, that must mean more Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if an orphan boy and orphan girl come before the Gabbai Stakhdi to be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. And if an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for Tzedakah to get married, we first marry off the girl, for the bush of a woman is greater than the bush of a man. We also learn about what we provide for a yasum to help him get married. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides with a poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, which reminds us, we learn from the pasuk asher yachzor lo, whatever is lacking to him, that even if an ani from a wealthy family is lacking a horse to ride upon and an evan to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that one time he couldn't find an evan to run before the ani, so he himself ran before him for 3 mealing. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, and an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the Maisa of Mar Ukva and his wife who ran away from an ani they were secretly supporting, and how they jumped into a hot furnace to conceal their identities in order to save him from embarrassment. Daf Samaches, so the simmer Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. When the wealthy schach dealer schach, that must be more daf samaches. When the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Bob nachsi tovul remind, come on and show gratitude to the swindlers who'd pretend to be anim to collect stalker. For if not for them, we'd be sinning daily. Rashi explains that we would be sinning for ignoring the needs of the poor. But now that there are swindlers, we have an excuse for distrusting them. So when the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died. His family debated what he would want to give his daughter as a dowry, which reminds us, with Melchizedek, is how we determine what to give an orphan girl from her father's estate as a dowry. Does she get what her first sister got, or do we consider changes in the father's financial status, or do we try to assess what the father would have liked to give? So, when the wealthy schachti, or who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting, died, his family debated what he would wanted to give his daughter as a dowry. When all of a sudden someone revealed that at the time of his death, he said that his daughter should not be provided a dowry from his estate. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, in the name of Rabbi, Parnasa ina k'tanai k'suba, an orphan's right to a dowry is not the same as her right from the Tanai k'suba, such as her right to sustenance. The Gemara says that this is in line with what was taught in a Braisa, that if a father said at the time of his death that his daughter should not be sustained by his estate, we do not listen to him. But if he says his daughter should not be provided with a dowry from his estate, we listen to him because the right to a dowry is not the same as the right from the Tanai k'suba. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which deputy of the mice of Mar Ukva and his wife jumping into a furnace to conceal their identity from an ani and save him from embarrassment? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which deputy one that Ilfa was able to identify the Tana of a Braisa as Rabbi Meir who holds Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 3. Which deputy one we have to be thankful for the swindlers who dress up as Anim to collect Staka? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good. Number 4. Which deputy one that Hillel once ran before an ani riding on a horse? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which deputy of a machlokes of a trustee should listen to a daughter who says, "Give me the cash for I trust my husband"? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 6. Which deputy one that the dowry is not like the Tanai K'suba? For if the father says not to provide a dowry for his daughter, we listen to him? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good. Number 7. Which of the women reviewed by Mesera holds that a husband gets partial payment of his wife's Boshes Magum payment, depending on where the injury was? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which of the women have a braisa that details what happens to a woman when she drinks too much wine? That's on Daf. Samach Hey. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn that a daughter is considered the Balas Chova of her brothers and can collect from Beinoni's land without a Shavua? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. And number 10. Which of the when a chosn commits to pay an increase of a half for the cash his kol brings in with her dowry? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.